Hello, my darling. Welcome to Coming Home with Mama T. I am your host, Tierra, aka Mama T. And on this podcast, we explore the journey of creating the life of our desires through mastering manifestation, maintaining a positive mindset, and living luxuriously. I am here to help inspire and guide you into doing the things that help you live the life that you desire. And part of that guidance is pointing out self-awareness. And I talk the talk, I walk the walk, and taking radical self-responsibility for what I cultivate in my life. And so I am going to be completely honest with you. I'm going to talk to you about frustration today. Frustration, yeah. Real talk, like, I'm not always in the sunshine, rainbows, unicorns, flying high disc, whatever vibration. I'm human. Yes, I am human, and I am perfectly imperfect, okay? And so, and going through life, there are moments where I am, like, not the best version of myself or what I envision the best version of myself to be. So I've noticed over the past couple of days, I've been waking up either, like, a little bit like more exhausted, anxious, not in my like my best self, not in my bubbly, like, let's like good morning kind of like vibration. All right. I have not been in that space. I've kind of just been like in this like, oh, I have to go to work today. Oh, I have to do this. Oh, you know, like part of it I kind of feel like is in this this mindset of like, I can see myself as like this bratty, like, I don't know, millionaire kid. Like, why do I have to like go to work when like I'm made for more or whatever? And not from like, but like not like more from like a very angry, frustrated, right? Frustration is the name of the game, right? I am coming from a frustration place and not from a place of like, thank you. I am receiving that. Yes, I am made for more. Yes, I'm excited for what I'm creating for myself. And yes, it might take some time and I get to experience this other life and more lessons as I prepare myself for the next leveling of my journey, right? And so I have been very conscious about how I am utilizing my energy. Like, it's like sometimes it's second nature. Wake up excited, happy, ready to go. Let's give gratitude. Let's do the things. Sometimes it is like it's work. It can be work, friend. I want you to know that it's not just like an automatic, I am this or I am whatever. We have to pay attention to how we move throughout the world. And with that, I have actually been noticing for myself how so many people are coming into my vortex, if you will, that are kind of living the dream, like not fully living my dream, but living a version of the dream, whether it be like they're content creators and they're spiritual content creators. And I'm like, well, how come they get to like live their full-time life? And honestly, one, I don't know what their life is. I'm just seeing the highlight reel on TikTok, Instagram, whatever, and making a base assumption. So I don't know, maybe they do have a 9-to-5 and they're hustling just like I am with their business on the side. Who knows? I don't know that, but based off my assumption, I'm looking at these people and I'm like, well, why do they get to do these things and I don't get to do these things? What is wrong with me? And that right there, self-awareness check. Because going down a spiral of what is wrong with me is not helpful. It's one, putting us in like self-deprecation mode. It's putting us in victim mode. It's putting us in a space that is not ready or willing to receive. It's putting us in a space to really like align ourselves with being discontent. It's aligning ourselves with being not successful. It's aligning ourselves with being a part of the matrix, the system, the whatever that says that we have to be a victim to our experience. Right? So what is the opposite of that? Like, how do we pull ourselves out of that? One, paying attention. Okay, like, I know I'm frustrated. Why am I frustrated? I'm frustrated because I am not living the life of my desires fully right now. I am getting so many random things that happen to me, and I can be thankful for it, and I'm getting signs, and I'm witnessing other people building lives like that. So, like, I'm now what I'm jealous. I'm jealous of other people's success, and I don't know, but I don't know their story. I don't know how long they've worked for it. I don't know what they've done. And so something that I am being intentional about and practicing is, as I see that, taking a moment, especially if I recognize that I'm being in that frustration mode, is taking a moment to breathe and then proceed in a, like, okay, fine, I see you, I hear you, you've got this going on, and thank you for paving the way. It's not that I have to say it to the other person or not, but, like, you know, unless I feel very, like, called to do so, like, thank you for paving the way. Thank you for showing me this is a possibility. Thank you, God, source, universe, for showing me that this is a possibility. It's already been done. There is a market for it. Thank you for providing the experience of witnessing what can be, so I can build further trust in myself and the experience that it can happen, right? It's building trust that the experience can happen. Like, oh my gosh, somebody has already done it. Like, they're doing it, they're living it, and they live a life, and they're not, like, impoverished. You know, like, there's, like, so many stigmas, right? Like, the starving artists or the dirty yogi, whatever, like, all these, like, things. So it's like, okay, well, that's not the experience. That's the opposite of luxury. So I can't, like, I don't want that. But when I see, like, oh, well, this person has, like, a luxurious metaphysical space, like, this has, like, the crystals are pristine, and the space is, like, it just feels good and healing. And, like, hey, if you want to, like, you know, be one with the dirt, that's your jam too. There's nothing wrong with it. But I feel like we talk about living luxuriously here, and your girl's bougie, so it is what it is. So when I look at, okay, if I want to embark on being a full-time entrepreneur, I can look at entrepreneurs who, like, just said, screw it, left their full-time job, and they are living paycheck to paycheck. I mean, I feel like people with a full-time job are living paycheck to paycheck. They're living, you know, they're scraping by, and it's like this struggle. It feels like struggle. It feels like they are surviving and not thriving. And so I know that my experience is about thriving, right? I want to thrive. I want to be able to look at my bank account and not feel shame. I want to be able to, you know, hey, let's go to Napa, Sonoma, whatever, for your birthday, and be like, bet, I got it, I'm here, let's go. And I can, that's another manifestation that I'll talk about on another episode. But honestly, it's like, okay, we're not there yet. Oh, we're halfway there, living on a prayer, whatever. we are making it work. We are seeing examples of what it is that you desire play out in real life. So going back to the luxury thing, you know, so there was this time where I felt like, quote unquote, starving artist. And I would see all the people around me that, you know, they're living the dream. They're going full time for their art. They're going full time for their whatever. But, like, you know, you go to their apartment and it's like, okay, well, I wouldn't want to live here for the rest of my life or whatever. Maybe it's a stepping stone, whatever, like, not trying to drag anybody on any of the things, but that's something that I am aware of. Okay, like, I don't want to move backward. I want to move forward. And I know that I've already cultivated a lifestyle that to which I've become accustomed to, that I love and I am appreciative and I'm grateful of. So I need my business to, like, match that, right? I need to manifest that. I need to create that for myself. That is the desire that I have for myself. So I know what my quote unquote freedom number is. If you're not familiar with freedom number, that is, like, okay, like, if you are someone that's going down the business track, right? So what would I need to be cultivating on a monthly basis to be able to pay all my bills, have extra for whatever, maybe even savings? This is what I need to be cultivating and manifesting for myself so that I could leave my job or go part-time somewhere else, or, you know, like, put more focus in entirely on my business, right? Like, where I would feel comfortable leaving my job and being 100% like an entrepreneur. That's what I consider my freedom number, right? Maybe you're building something towards whatever. So, you know, really looking at your finances. Maybe you're like, okay, well, I'm building a freedom number towards going on a retreat. Yeah, like, oh, I want to go on this retreat and it's going to be like that. Well, break down, how much is it going to cost, the flights, the hotels, the whatever, and create a space of like, I'm going to save, I'm going to take this much out of my bank account every, or not my bank account, but my check every paycheck, so that I can get to that number, that note that I feel comfortable being like booking the travel, booking it now, like buying them plane tickets, right? So like, what are we building towards and taking little incremental steps towards what it is that we are creating? So with that, going back to the frustration, right? So I want this. I want this experience and it's not showing up for me. Frustrated. I'm not living the dream. Frustrated. I am not. And so when we're there, like in the not space, it's like, okay, you're right. I am in reality. I am in this reality. This is my reality. And it's not in matching with what it is that I want to experience. So what do I do? Where do I go from here? Where do I go from here? Okay. Well, what is the version? What would the version of myself that already has it be doing right now? Okay. Do what I can. Do what I can. Okay. Well, you know, the version of myself that already has everything would have a morning meditation. I can have a morning meditation. The version of myself that already has it would tend the garden. I can tend my garden. The version of myself that already is living this would get some movement in this morning. Okay, I can get some movement in this morning. The version of myself that has this would not have to go and like log into a computer and do some work and whatever. One, I can argue that the version of myself that is a full-time entrepreneur would at least have to touch a computer at some point to do some of the business, the back-end business stuff that isn't as glamorous or as fun. So, like, there you go. Okay, cool. So, I, you know, my that version of me would have to get on a computer from time to time and do some things that might not be super fun to do, but be grateful that, hey, I have a full-time, you know, I have a full-time business, right? And so I can say on the flip side, yeah, well, you know, I'm not, what I'm doing right now isn't focused on my full-time business, but hey, I have this opportunity that affords me the ability to work from home or take my computer and on a plane and go and work from somewhere else. I am thankful for the space and the grace that it gives me to be able to afford to maintain the life that I have become accustomed to while I am creating a even better life for myself, right? So I get to live this dream. Yeah, I get to cultivate this dream. I get to shift and change and move forward in this dream. And I also get to hold my dream within me. The version of myself that is already living this gets to decide where they're going next, right? They get to take a deep breath and sit and see, like, what could be better than this? Like, is this the end game, or is there something else that I want to bring or change in the world, right? We're always growing. We're always expanding. I truly believe that. So they're at the end of it, like, okay, I know that there's not going to be like a just end into it all. Like, the end is death. Tongue in cheek, like, but. So with that, I know, and I'm excited to be like, okay, I've talked this frustration out of my body, thank you. And I now get to move and remind myself throughout the day, okay, there's no need to be frustrated. I'm going to give myself grace because I know that I am creating time and space for me to better experience and bring in with ease what it is that I desire, that trust. That is the belief part of the creation, trusting ourselves and trusting the experience. And I really am like implementing that practice of, if I see something that is like, oh, I want to experience it, I am going to say, that is for me. I am going to say thank you and make sure that it's not going down a road of like, oh, Why don't I have it yet? We're not bratting today. We are gratituding. We're gratting, not bratting. And with that, I'm going to say thank you so much for watching and listening. Please subscribe and share if you haven't already. And feel free to go to www.abubbly.life/luxuryliving to check out anything that we have going on right now. I highly recommend that you go to the Amazon favorites list and find any sort of fun trinkets that might suit you, whether it's on in your witchy lifestyle, whether it is business tips and trinkets and fun things, or it might be something comfy cozy like this blanket hoodie thing. I don't even know what to call it, but it's in my Amazon favorites, so obsessed. And I'm pretty sure this head wrap is in there too. So with that, I hope you have a fantastic day, a magical day, and remember to maintain a positive mindset so that you can master your manifestations and live luxuriously. Mwah.